Week one of Coachella is over, and we're here in studio live with Tyron Brown and Allure. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Shout out to Mark Payne, West Best Secret. West Best Secret.
Oh, shit. Girl, no one can see how to move the... You just gotta move the bottom part.
Right? She was like, oh, shit. I'm like, wait, what's going on over
there? But that shit gotta roll. Like, you gotta be able to, like...
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio with my queen to be.
Yeah!
You know, in the corner, we got... Are you good today? Like, do we need to have a conversation?
Yo, I've been
outside?
Working all fucking day. I made it. I'm here. That's all that matters. Straight from a client. Bitches, don't say I don't fucking love you, because I do. I'm here.
Hey. Queens is in the building. Mr. Carter, though.
You already know, though. We in the building, y'all.
All sad.
You always have to make an entrance, right? All right, so we have two special guests in here with us. We got Miss Allure. Welcome. Hey. Coming in here like Survivor. Gonna give us a little Destiny Child breakdown?
Maybe.
Okay. You have your new single that we're gonna play in a little bit.
I do.
Gonna make some waves in 2017. All right. Now we got also, we've been on the scene for quite a minute, Mr. Tyron Brown. Finally, we got you in studio.
Hey. What up, though? What up? What it do, y'all? I don't know about all that. What up, though?
Tyron, I've seen you on like, you've been on the carpet with BHL, but you ain't been in the studio. So
I know,
now
man,
we
y'all gonna call it Black Hollywood Live, but y'all don't care about the black man, though.
No.
Go watch all our past episodes. All right, so let's get into it. So, do you guys hear any information? Did anyone get to experience Coachella this past weekend?
No.
Me either. I really wanted to. So bad. But it's fine next year when Beyonce performs, right? That's what y'all holding out for?
Excuse me.
Girl, what? You cannot eat no Puerto Rican food before we do a show.
The garlic is everything. But I think we should get tickets early because I want to go next year, too. So maybe we should get it before they announce who's going to be there and it'll be cheaper.
Well, when do the tickets, how early do the tickets go on sale?
They're probably available now.
Shit, that's...
Because okay, usually, yeah. I know, usually, like, after the BET Awards or Grammys and stuff like that, like, for people to go in the audience, I think those tickets are available immediately.
Here's my thing. Like, at this point, I can't do events like that. Like, that's so much for me, like, personally. Like, I liked watching on the live stream in the comfort of my home. Like,
if they do a Soul Aquarius next year, though, I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
That I want to go to the part two, because I'm sure that the part two will be a lot more put together than the, you know, the debut one.
Yeah, I heard this one was all bad. My homeboy went to that.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it was just kind of tackily done. Yeah,
but I mean, really? It was good performance.
Right? I mean, the axe though. I mean, the axe.
Like, that's the main thing. You want to be out there in that crowd with the axe going up on the stage. I was watching Snapchat and Insta stories. A lot of my people who went, and I'm like, yo, they are having a fucking time of their life.
It's so funny. I mean, you hear everything from like Kendrick to DJ Khaled, like all these people, right? But it was funny. One, this guy that I was hanging out with, he was like, my favorite performance was the conductor. I forget what his name of what orchestra, but he does all the theme songs like Batman and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, they brought a 75-piece orchestra to Coachella. He was like, everyone was drugged and shrunk. He was like, that shit was like, no, 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 no. I was like, crying. I was like, okay, I might be here for that.
Magical.
I might come out of my shroom box. All right, so let's get into it. First video, bringing R&B back. His name is Jacquees, and he finally put out a video to this, and here it is, Bed.
Oh, I think I heard
this
yesterday
no,
at the shop.
Hey, I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck.
Hey,
girl, you know the deal.
Okay,
gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be in my BED, grinding slowly. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Hey, girl, you know the deal. I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be in my BED, grinding slow.
truly. Hey, what it is, what you wanna know? I done ripped about 100 shows. You'll be coming back to me. And you'll be coming back to me. I always worry about them other hoes. And you'll be on me when the money thaws. Hey, they be looking out for Queen. Hey, they be looking out for Queen. Bitch, bad, no Kanye. When we do it our way. 2015, why, yeah? I get no damn about what your mom said. Rolly wrist on the shit. 21 with no kids. By the rain on the beat. I'm a rain on the beat.
Wow.
Hey, Jack Queez.
Wow.
B-E-D. What are you thinking, Alaire? You was jamming over there.
Wow.
He happens to be one of my crushes.
Oh.
Wow.
What was it? What was their first song that really put you onto Jack Queez?
Come Through.
Okay.
All
right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the marketing wise, like he is R&B.
This
right
just
now.
Took
like,
me back. Yeah. This is needed.
Yes.
This is definitely needed. This feels good, and it feels like R&B. Like it feels full. Like the video, even though it's not a lot going on, but it just it makes you be like, oh shit, this is a song that could take you back. Like, you know what I mean?
What a lot of people don't know, he had that song out for a minute.
We hear it on the radio.
If you listen to the first verse, he said 2015, yeah. My cousin been banging this song for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they started the campaigning. Cause,
but I'm glad that he dropped it in 2017 because it's definitely needed now and it will be respected. And he is going to go very far.
No, agreed. Because I actually couldn't believe that this video was popping up. And I was like, wait, I never knew it had a... And he just put it out. Yeah. So it goes to show that you can have a single out for a minute and still kind of, if the song's good, people still
How
fuck
many
with
views
it.
Is that, Steve?
I want to say, is that over a million?
It looked like 400
something thousand.
Yeah, 469.
There you go. And he released that 2 days ago.
236, nice. Yes.
Okay. That's going, yeah, this is definitely going to do good.
Got him!
Good for you, Jacquees. I think I'm going to have to buy that.
All right, Alaire. So you said, you know, he's one of your crushes. So we know that your single out is called Thinking About You.
Oh!
Is it about him?
Who is you thinking about?
See, that's the thing. I'm not.
Oh!
Because she's busy thinking about Jacquees.
No.
All right, so tell us a little bit about you. So you're from L.A., California.
From Linwood, yeah.
All right. Linwood. So how has your kind of influence in music been growing up?
Well, I was named after Aaliyah, so she's definitely really high on the list. I'm 18.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Man, she legal, though, y'all.
Yeah, she...
Tyrant, I don't want to change your name to Tyrant. Watch it over there.
So you was named after Aaliyah.
Yeah, and I'm a really big Beyonce fan. Tamia, Deborah Cox.
Okay. Tamia. Yeah.
Monica is my favorite singer. Yeah. So.
What about you Fantasia? Even Come what? On.
Fantasia.
Now, music wasn't your first passion. You were a gymnast, right? So how do you go from such a physical sport to being like, I want to change my whole career to music?
Well, the thing about gymnastics, my favorite event to compete was floor exercise.
Because you get to get
so,
down.
So, yeah, it's dancing, it's tumbling. When the music comes on, everybody's... So it's really all performing, okay. So I don't really see it any differently. But a lot of discipline comes from gymnastics, so it's the same to me. I don't see it any differently.
And you were really successful with gymnastics. Yeah. I mean, you were in the top 100 in America.
Yeah.
Nice.
My girl Magic.
Janger! So,
when I have a kid, I'm putting my kid in gymnastics.
And you're 18, so do you still do gymnastics?
I don't.
You stretch, though. You keep that flexibility.
Every once in a while.
Oh, why are you doing that?
You had an injury.
Later.
I did.
Oh,
so tell
no.
us a little bit about what happened.
When I was 12, I ruptured my Achilles tendon.
Mm-hmm.
So that stopped it for me. I was still practicing for a while, but I couldn't do anything. I would just sit and watch. And
how did that affect you mentally?
That was the first time I've ever felt like I've failed at anything.
Aww.
So that really pushes me a lot.
And how did you overcome that feeling of failure?
I just Turned realized I yeah and I didn't really let anybody down the way I thought I did. So
all right,
good for you.
So now what are we working on now? So we have one single out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so is that, like, are we working on, is the single a part of a bigger project, or is it you're kind of just finding your footing right now?
It's a part of a bigger project.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that. What can you tell us about it? Where are we going with it? Do we have a name for it?
You ain't got to mention it if you don't want to. Doubt. Look at him trying to get all up in your business.
Bitch, it's an interview. You can plead the fifth.
It's just like a bigger project that will be divulged once it's done.
Queen, what her general ass question? What are we going to get out of that?
So, I can't say too much.
Okay.
But
she can say something, a hint.
It's on the way, definitely, so you can be looking out for that.
All right. So let's take a little listen to the single. It's called Thinking About You. Now, you co-wrote this, right?
I did.
So where was your mentality? Why was this the single that you wanted to put out?
Won't you ask that after we hit it?
No, I want to ask it before.
Well...
We love each other. It's when we miss each other.
Okay, I just graduated from high school. Oh, so yes. That, you know, a lot of, you think
she was
you kind of grown, you got little boyfriends and stuff, and doesn't work out.
Mm.
And they always come back. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you tell them when they do.
Ooh, on that note, let's just hop on into it. Here's a look. Think about you.
Time is crazy. I ain't thinking about you. What you doing, what you say. I ain't thinking about you. Anytime, so get away. So boy, don't you call my phone when you're all alone. Trying to link up, cause you coming home. Tell you miss my hips, and you miss my lips. But go kiss that other chick, cause I ain't thinking about you. Why do we live this way, why do we live this way? Should've just walked away. Couldn't walk away. Thought you was here to say my love was our love. Then all these problems wouldn't pile up. But now I'm over you and you fired up. But I came here to say I don't miss you, I don't cry. Middle fingers in the sky. Boy, you never held me down. Wish you never came around. Join the circus, you a clown. Got my head up in the clouds. I call my mom, she say she proud. I feel like pop, can you picture me now? I ain't thinking about you. What you doing, what you say. I ain't thinking about you. Anytime, so get away. So boy, don't you call my phone when you're all alone. Trying to link up, cause you coming home. Tell you miss my hips, and you miss my lips. But go kiss that other chick, cause I ain't thinking about you.
You need a harmony.
What you doing, what you say. I ain't thinking about you. Anytime, so get away. So boy, don't you call my phone when you're all alone. Trying to link up, cause you coming home. Say you miss my hips, and you miss my lips. But go kiss that other chick, cause I ain't thinking about you. Hey, you should be down for what you say you're down for.
Hey, alert, thinking about you. Make sure you guys check that out on our SoundCloud. Now your SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/...
Alert.
Is there an underscore now?
No.
A, so it's A-A-L-U-R-E. All right. I'm with it. So is this going to be, is this a little taste of what we got from the album? Like, it's going to be like a whole, like, independent women, like, stay on my face.
No, it's not going to be like that.
No. What are some of the things that you've been, like, really pressed to write about on this upcoming project? Like, what do you want your fans to really get from this?
I really just want them to understand that you're never really going through anything alone. Mm. At 18, everything seems like the end of the world, but it's really not.
At 30, everything seems like that.
It's not. So that's all.
So you're gonna open up your diary. You're gonna basically share with the world. All right, I'm excited to hear and see
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna get into a little bit more music videos, and we're gonna come back around. But one of the people at Coachella this past weekend was Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
With that damn, and he brought out a whole
with
bunch
that
of
what?
That damn. He brought a whole bunch of special guests out. One of them being Sir Travis Scott, and kind of like we were saying, Tyron, with the dropping a video after the song's been out. Travis Scott just dropped Goosebumps. Here's the video.
Oh.
7:30
in the night. He's so talented. But he's an ass. He's, I mean, not an ass. He's a weirdo.
What? Because he does this shit?
Yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind. You make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments. I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text, kick game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor, right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, saucemen in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you.
Travis Scott, Goosebumps. Tyron, what you think about that?
Man, I'm just so proud. I was in the studio with this guy 5 years ago when nobody knew who he was. He was frustrated.
What were some of his frustrations?
I ain't gonna get into all of that.
What you mean?
But,
when you get in a circle around people like that, you don't tell their business.
Yeah. How is that business? He just said he's frustrated. So he obviously they have the people. Business already, I mean, out, girl. It could be frustrated because as an independent artist, it's hard to get out there. Like,
exactly.
That's no tea.
Exactly.
You know, that's called the interview, girl. It's called a question. What the fuck? Don't go on Howard Stern or anything. The Breakfast Club, because Queen might be...
Shut the fuck up.
The fuck?
Sorry, you know, guys.
She's
18. We shouldn't even be cussing around her. Child. Well, then she always talking about cutting. You miss these hips and miss these lips. I don't know. Okay, sorry. So go ahead. What you were saying?
Oh, no. And so to see in the last 5 years, to see what he was able to do, like, that's just proud. So I was just watching this, just happy. I'm happy for the run.
It's crazy because it's like, remember when he did the tour with Rihanna?
Yeah.
Like right when he first kind of like popped off, and it, girl, you should have waited for that tour for right now, because then that tour would have been wow.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to him. All right, so I had to put this next
one
out though.
Very trippy. Yeah. That's like some shit you watch when you're on like not weed. That ain't a weed trip. He playing. That's some psychedelic. That's Coachella trip.
But he dropped it just in time for Coachella and for the visuals out there.
That shit looked trippy as hell and a little demonic though.
Yeah.
No shade. But
that's what I was getting. I was just getting demon vibes.
It was real smart and probably strategic for him to drop it too, because Kendrick got a lot of heat behind his name now.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So that was probably some more.
Yeah, and I mean the song's called Goosebumps, girl. What you want it to be about? Angels and like butterflies?
No, Goosebumps. Right. I mean
scary.
That's scary. Oh.
No, she wants them goosebumps when somebody touching the back of that neck.
That's
the goosebumps. She was
All right. Speaking of touching the back of a neck, Nicki Minaj is looking like she was doing that all in London when she just dropped the video today for No Frauds. Let's take a look.
Pablo, with your work ain't selling. My girl Voltran made that dress.
Helen, I would have helped you out that pitch you fell in. I am the generous queen. Ask Miss Ellen. Tried to drop another one. You was itching to scrap. You exposed your ghost right, and now you wish you was scrapped. Heard your pussy on yuck. I guess you needed a pat. Hey yo, what type of bum bitch shoot a friend over a rack? What type of mother leave her one son over a stack? Little boogie down basic bitch thinking she back. Back to back. Oh, you mean back to whack? back to back. Me and Trissy laughed at that. They say numbers don't matter, but when they discussing the Kings, they turn around and say LeBron ain't got six rings. I never signed a 360, but you wild dumb. That's why Jane Claire's verse for your album. Shenanay, you a fraud committing perjury. I got before and after pictures of your surgery. I took him to her doc, but you don't look like Rock. Left the operating table still.
Still look like nah. All right, Nicki Minaj.
Yo!
No, she got shit on Remy. That's what I'm
saying. That's how she saw the pictures of Remy getting a surgery. The most... That was the most switch-sided, disloyal shit I've seen today.
No, but they, Ron Remy been off that.
I don't give a fuck. Pap kept telling Remy, stop rolling with this girl. Don't rock with her. I don't trust her. Look at this switch-sided fake-ass bitch. Ooh. Yo, wow. The girl that was standing, that girl was side-by-side with Remy everywhere. Remy went everywhere. Worked on Remy's wedding. Like, she was really close to Rem. The code of the street is like, you don't do no switch side of shit like that. You get your face smacked off.
It's 2017, and man.
Wait, but hold on. Remy got all that information from all them other people who was close to Nicki?
No, but see, Nicki from my hood, I love Nicki Minaj. Let's get that clear. I fucks with her.
This is more raw
Ali. I'm so disappointed. See, you can't trust everybody because that girl was with Remy everywhere, every day, and then you're going to switch over and go with Nicki and then be in the video.
Right, in the video like for the right. For the punch.
For the punchline.
Punch yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming in the Black Hollywood Law. You learn the life lessons.
Damn.
Linda, listen. I mean, and Nicki, like, this whole video, that's why she was quiet, because she was like, don't worry about what my raps are, because I'm going to put
the video was sick.
I'm going to put a pause. She said, I'm gonna out your ghostwriter, Pap. Then she going to come. She did the trigger thing and was talking about.
Yeah, that's why I was over here laughing, because one of them was a punch. That's
you don't think what? Oh, Pap Pooh's written for Remy Ma?
I don't think Pap Pooh's writing for Remy Ma.
Pap Pooh's not writing for Remy.
I disagree with that one.
No, are you crazy?
Yeah. Rip, do you I don't know how much of a hip hop head are you with
I don't know. I do, yeah.
You know who Remy Ma is?
Right.
You know, like
you
Remy
old school Remy. Yeah. Fight Club.
Yes,
Remy.
Fight Club, Grime Time. Yeah.
Before that was a Pap Pooh style.
Pap Pooh style don't
it's
even sound
like Remy's. It's Pap way Pooh's different.
Right, but I'm not saying that he writes every song for her.
I don't think he writes. I don't think
you can't be a part of somebody like that.
Her pride won't let that go down.
Yeah,
Yo, I'm going hard for Remy. Yo, I fucks with you, Remy Ma. You feel me? Even she from the Bronx, but I still fuck with her. And I fuck with Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj. But first of all, they both need to squash the beef and do a song together to represent New York, number one. Number two, that whole Ra Ali shit got me scared. You can't trust people. That's why I don't have nobody in my circle. I don't fuck that. I walk alone, man. I can't disappoint myself. I'm
you
good.
Did.
A bitch could be in your crib, for sleeping real. In your bed,
for real.
Eating she your fucking right food, taking
some,
showers with you and shit, all
you need
up
some
in
more
your
water?
Shit.
Yeah, girl.
I need a blunt.
You need some
man.
All up in your shit and then turn around and be a switch sider.
Bitch, I mean,
for some bread or some dick. Get the fuck out of here.
People will stab you for that. They'll turn around, stab you, shoot you.
Wow.
Just because they think you did something.
Wow.
Welcome to life, girl.
Wow.
Like, you don't know that.
Nah, I'm good. I'm about my paper, and I'm going to roll alone.
Speaking of paper, he's been on his paper. He has a new video for Kendrick Lamar's DNA.
I love
Boom.
Kendrick. Wow.
That was a good little segue.
Little David Sheetle.
Kendrick Lamar. Two John first names, Sheetle. Huh? The fuck is up with that? You know what DNA stands for? Dead Nigger Association.
Because he's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Here's Lamar's views on police brutality with that line in the song. And we hate the popo. Want to kill us in the street?
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA.
Oh,
I got
shit,
millions,
son.
I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and exit lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here. Salute the truth from the prophecy.
Kendrick Lamar, DNA.
Yo! My mind is being blown. I think I'm high.
I'm wondering.
My friend just gave me an edible. Maybe he didn't hit it.
Well, then guess what you are, girl.
I'm high. Well. That shit, I was just, nobody was in that.
I mean, I've seen it multiple times.
Zoomed in? That shit didn't have you?
I love
it. No one's on edible right now, so no, they ain't zoomed in.
That shit just had me, like, in it. Like,
and the fact you get Don Cheadle to
be that's some awesome, great job.
So that's pretty gangster.
Once again, me and him graduated the same year in high school, and it's just crazy. I went the college route. He kept pushing. Like I remember when he fought. I remember 2006. Everybody was just happy he got on the Game mixtape. He was going by KDOT back then. He was on like two songs on the Game mixtape in 2006. One of them was called Cali Niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember I went to college in Vegas. Like I just remember being in Vegas. Everybody's like, "Hey, KDOT got on Game mixtape." Blah blah blah. And just to see that, like, man, it's crazy.
He's huge.
Like you got a legend in your video right now.
Word.
Like,
that's
and just
dope.
The respect. Though, I mean, to hear that and then to see the grand scheme of like just his career, and he's becoming legendary.
Yeah, he's becoming legendary.
I think he's already a legend walking in the flesh, honestly, just by the moves that he makes and the way he carries himself. Like, there's nothing stopping him.
Legend in the making, honey. All right, Tyron, let's talk about it. So, you've been out for a minute. You from Cali?
You can say L.A.
L.A.? All right, well, because some people, you know what I mean, if you don't say the correct borough, you know what I mean.
Because
if I'm like, you're from here. Well,
I got boroughs.
Right. We got boroughs out here now.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of similar. All right, so for you, though, I mean, you said you went the college route. So, you know, for you growing up out here in the way the music scene is, why were you more, you know, why was that kind of the choice of like, okay, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to go into college, like...
Well, the real answer is I was a fuck up in middle school and high school, so I just wanted to not disappoint my family no more. That's really why I went to college, to be honest with you.
Now, were you doing music in high school too?
Yeah, I was doing music.
Was that like a first forefront kind of thing, like, or was it just something that you did because your friend, you know?
Well, it started with basketball, but after I got kicked off my basketball team, then like. It started in elementary, and then like I was focused on sports in high school, but I used to like do, we used to like go meet at the park and freestyle stuff like that all the time. Like I was always the one, like it was me and a few other dudes, like we was known as the rappers or whatever, but wasn't taking it too serious. When I got kicked off my basketball team, that's when I said, all right, I'm a smash with this. But then like I said, when I was 18, I decided to like. I felt like college was the best thing for me to do just because, you know, both my parents are educated. My grandfather was an educator. My grandfather opened Crenshaw High School.
Wow.
So I just wanted to please my family.
And so within college, I mean, when did you start taking music to that next level?
Man, so we was shout out to my boy Sale. We was working out at the gym in Vegas, and he had like a little playlist, and I had a song from when I was 17 years old called R.I.P. that was on, and my boy Sale was like, "Hey man, this song is hard, man, but when you gonna come with some new shit?" And I got like offended. I got offended, but part of that was just something that, like that little thing inside of me that kind of let go of my passion. It kind of he kind of woke that up. So I was upset, but I was upset at him, but I was really upset at myself. And this is at the time when Kendrick was starting to pop, Big Sean, Wale,
Travis,
Nipsey Hussle, J. Cole, Drake. This was like 2008, 2009 when they were on the come up with like their mixtape stuff. Yeah. And my boy was like, "Bro, like, why you not there with him?" Blah blah blah. So, at that point, and so I graduated 2009.
And you said that was what year?
This is like 08, 09.
So when that happened to you, when he said that to you, what your mindset? How did it kind of flip from, okay, this is a challenge, like I need to go beast mode, or was there a little bit of, because I know as an artist, you know what I mean, you can kind of get in that jumbled state of like self defeat. Like, where were you kind of?
No, never no self defeat, because I've been a confident dude. Like I've always been good at anything I put myself to, and I don't really believe. I was never one of the people that like put pressure on myself. Like, oh, you get no, I'm not that type of person. So I was like, I was like 21, 22 at the time, and I started to really go back in. Like, I was doing my little freestyles and stuff, and like I said at the time, this is 2010. Now I had just graduated college. I was trying to determine. I was like, all right, what would make everybody else proud? Like, if I go to grad school, get my master's, blah blah blah. So,
and you were studying what?
In grad school, I was studying for my master's in business administration.
Okay.
So while I was studying that, I started taking the music serious again too. So I would do like, I was doing like little YouTube freestyles and stuff like that. And a lot of people was like, "Damn, we didn't know, like, you dope." Like in Vegas, everybody was like, "Damn, you dope." And then out here, everybody was like, "Man, you back on it?" Like, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to kind of do something to like brand myself and get a following in Vegas. So, my young homeboys that was still in undergrad playing basketball, they came to me one day. They was like, "Hey, one of our teammates makes beats. Like, you should fuck with it." I could cuss, right?
Yeah.
Paying attention to the rest of
the Yeah, my bad. Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. You good. So you should fuck with the homie, blah, blah, blah. So we met. Then we started recording songs. And I was like, "Hey, bro, like, not to sound cocky, but I was like, "Hey, bro, like, I damn near run Vegas. You play basketball for UNLV. Let's make an anthem for the school." And at this time, Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow was out. I was like, "Let's make an anthem for the school and let's see if they'll play it." So I made a song called "I'm a Rebel," and made a little bullshit video on a Sony Handycam with it. Put it up on YouTube, and then it started trending on Twitter in Vegas, and so they started playing it at the basketball games. And the dude, Chuck Buchanan, that hosted the basketball games, he was one of the biggest radio DJs for one of the stations out there. So they started playing it on the radio. CBS Sports picked it up to be the song for, like, their highlight show, their sports show. Nice. So my mom saw all of that.
Drop out of school.
Real shit. Like, that, and that sounds so crazy. My mom got two master's degrees. My mom works in education, but my mom has known me my whole life, so she knew how serious I took it as a teenager. And she like, I was having conversations with her when I was like 21, 22, like, "Man, I feel a void in my life, blah blah blah." My mom was like, "Look, man, music, if you're gonna do it, you need to either move to New York or you know, like, we'll help you break your lease at your apartment, blah blah blah, move back out here, you need to smash." Mm-hmm. So that was at the end of 2011. I did that. In 2012, I got plugged in with the right people, and then it's been on ever since.
Awesome.
So
great journey story.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah.
We'll wait till you see what he got lined up.
And I fucks with your mother.
For real.
She rocks.
Any family.
Teresa, she fuck with you.
I fucks with you, Teresa. Word.
Standing by y'all son. All right, so now the song is called Getting Money.
Yeah.
And we're taking kind of a little different type of sound with the music.
Yeah.
What's going on with
it? Well, I haven't put out a single in a while, and I just wanted to kind of put out something fun just to test it out in the clubs or whatever and just have some fun with it.
Now, it's been almost a year since you put something out?
Two years since I put out something commercial. I put out like shit on SoundCloud last year, but 2 years since I put out something commercially.
Why was that pause?
Because I really wanted to develop into a better songwriter. Mm.
Working with someone by the name of Drew My Words?
Yeah. That's my songwriting partner. Yeah, absolutely.
So now these 2 years you guys have been just working on songs and then just trying to get them placement?
Yeah. So we'll reach out to producers like, hey, you know, what artists do you need songs for, or, you know, TV show, blah, 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 what you working on? And then they'll just send us beats, we write the song to them, and then if they like it, you know, they have their artist demo it or whatever.
But, yeah. And so how did that time inspire this song?
That time didn't inspire it. So I originally recorded this song like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was just kind of sitting in the stash. And so I hit my producer one day. I was like, hey, bro, like, I was like, you know, a lot of people are only like looking at me as a songwriter right now. Like, I think a lot of people are forgetting I'm an artist a little bit. So I just want to put something out. He was like, man, that I'm Getting Money was a banger. Like, let's try that one. So I did a show in October with Eric Bellinger and J.R. Castro. And so I wanted to test that out. So I performed it at the crowd. I wasn't even telling them, repeat it back with me. I didn't do none of that. They automatically was just like vibing and repeating it back to me. So I took it back. I was like, hey, all right, I'm going to re-record the song and we're going to. Like next year, we're just gonna throw it out there and campaign behind it a little bit. So that's how that came about. So as I assess the energy I get off of this song, then I'm gonna start working on my next single.
All right, you know. So let's take a listen. This is Tyron Brown, Getting Money. Wiggle when I want to, headed to the mailbox. Yeah. Chick just made it, boy, I can just smell. Yeah. Ben Frank love me so much, it make my head pop. Yeah. If you get money, boy, I wanna see your head pop. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. Yeah. 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 I'm getting money, I'm getting money. Me and my nigga Ben always get it in. My girlfriend left because she jealous of the time we spend. And they say that time is money, ain't got a second to waste. So I'm always grinding, honey, y'all be never on break. Squad behind me making sure we ahead of the race. Got to get it in, we gon' do whatever it takes. Wake up every day skimming to get more dope. Being broke is a joke, that's a no-go. Ain't about money, nigga, talking out of place. I'm making sure my bank account and my pockets out of shape. And unhealthy, everything that I do is to become wealthy. What's more important than the cash? Can someone tell me? Really ain't nothing, no. I grind the ball, I ain't trying to live comfortable. Look, I just want the money, y'all can keep the love. I dream great every night when I'm sleeping, cuz. Wiggle when I want to, headed to the mailbox. Chick just made it, boy, I can just smell guap. Ben Frank love me so much, it make my head pop. If you get money, boy, I want to see your head pop. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. Yeah. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. I'm getting money. Yeah. $100 bill, put your hands up. You got a $50 bill, put your hands up. You got a $20 bill, put your hands up. If you been getting money, stand up. Yeah. Catch me walking out the casino with a smile on my face and a fist full of C-notes. West Coast dice shooter, we don't do the C-lo. Planting my feet up in my dream, it's time to watch the seed grow. Ha! Now that motherfucker pollinating. Get a lot of congratulations, but they probably hating. Behind my back, I feel the envy in their conversation. Ignoring that, cause the money is all I'm contemplating. Ha! All the dollars saying God we trust. I must be in God's favor, dog, it's obvious. More problems, but it bought your boy a lot of stuff. What's in store for tomorrow? Shit. I'm a Tyron Brown, Getting Money.
Hey.
It's crazy. It's like your voice, though. You can, like, there are times where it's like almost, I feel like you're from the South. And then
he
I totally.
So West Coast.
No, hey. Then, it, but it, then it, get, nah. Like, the second verse sounded way more West Coast than the first verse.
Hey,
you wanna, West Coast.
It's crazy.
I was thinking, that's why I started doing this.
You about to start walking?
Yeah. You could definitely walk
to
this.
But it's a build up to it, though.
Man, it's crazy. I was born and raised out here. I was born on Kaiser on Cadillac in Venice.
Yay.
My mom. Yeah, my mom is from the South. My dad was raised in L.A. He was born down South. My grandparents, who had a big influence on raising me, they from the South. So it's a lot of accents in my family, so, yeah. You know.
And then you lived in Vegas, too, which is just like a hub
for everything. Yeah. So I definitely got a lot of country influence on me. But it's funny, though, like, so everybody from out here, they'd be like, where you from? I'd be like, L.A. They'd be like, yeah, but where originally? Because you sound like you're from down South. But then when I go down South, my family, they make fun of me. They'd be like, oh, you sound like this right here?
Yeah, you do. So, you do.
All right, so now you... D-Knight produced this?
Yeah, my boy D-Knight. What up, though? Chattanooga, Tennessee in the building.
Chattanooga.
I could definitely see that being definitely a commercial hit right there.
Yeah, man.
You with these fucking sound effects, okay? You're going to put them on hold already,
honey,
right?
I'm never going to put it on hold.
it just debuted two days ago. Yesterday and this morning, they played it on the cruise show on Power 106.
So, oh, right. Really?
Yeah, shout out to Power 106 for that.
All right, what? you got connects going on.
A little bit, man. You know
what now, I mean? Tell us about Engage the Vision.
All right, cool. So, yeah, that's kind of what I really want to get into. So, my business partner, she's right outside. Shout out to Sharon Elephant. Her and I've come together. So, I play in a lot of celebrity basketball games all the time. I'm always at, like, celebrity charity events. And it's always been in the back of my mind, like, man, I want to use my connections and things and my influence, things I could do to kind of give back, because my dad has sat on the boards of nonprofits my whole life. My mom runs a nonprofit right now. So I started volunteering with the Engage Division. So what they do, there's an elementary school in South Central, Martin Luther King Elementary. Every Friday, we go in there and mentor some 4th and 5th grade young men. Like, they might be having, like, disciplinary issues, or they might just be going through whatever that's, like, keeping them distracted. And so we kind of come in and be that big brother, father, give them that encouragement, give them something to let them know it's more to life than whatever they're dealing with now. So Sharon Elephant, she's a good friend of mine. I've known her for about 2-3 years now. I always kind of knew what she did professionally. She worked in nonprofit. She, like, helped, like, veterans either get housing or funding or things like that. So I reached out to her about 3-4 months ago, and I said, hey, you know, I want to take a lot of these games that I may participate in and a lot of these connections I have and combine them with what you know about, you know, doing fundraisers and things like that. Let's get it together. So we met once. We met about it, and then we smashed. So this Saturday, May 13th, I'm doing a celebrity basketball game and a fundraiser. All the proceeds are going to Engage the Vision. It's going to these kids that really, really, really need our help. It's at Cleveland High School in Reseda. I got a lot of my Hollywood homeboys in there, so it's going to be the celebrities versus whatever team Cleveland High School puts together, like their basketball team, some alumni and everything.
Oh, wow.
We got some dope giveaways and stuff like that. I would love if Black Hollywood Live, if you guys wanted to come cover it.
What date is that on?
Saturday, May 13th, the day before Mother's Day.
What?
What you got going on May 13th?
Yo, I'm a hairstylist.
You a hairstylist?
That's Mother's Day, right?
Saturdays is that coin
Saturdays
day.
Saturdays, hey, get the coin. I'm not mad at it.
Saturdays is the day of the coin.
I'm not mad at that.
No,
I'm
but what time is it?
It's from 2 to 5. The game's supposed to start from 3 to 5, but we want people to come in and pack it all that too.
And we can go to engagethevision.org for tickets.
No. So the tickets aren't up yet. Tickets should be up by this week. But, yeah, if you just go to engagedivision.org, you can find out about the program. Okay. You could go to TyronBrown.com to find more about it. If you want to be engaged, I'm about to start a newsletter for that as well.
Come on, newsletter.
Giving back is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, like, it's, I was growing up, I was the kid that everybody thought was rich just because, like, both of my parents was together. And, you know, like, all that. So that's just something that's naturally been in me. And like I said, I come from
a good upbringing.
I come from a family of educators. And
God bless you.
I feel like a lot of I mean, I'm gonna care about black first. I'm not gonna lie, but a lot of kids of color, like, they just get overlooked and they grow up not even having that encouragement or not even having that hope. So I feel like somebody like me that looks like them and can relate to them, it's my duty to do whatever I can to push them forward.
God bless you.
Amen. Now, all right, so where can everyone keep in contact with you and follow you for your upcoming projects that you're going to be doing?
Y'all can hit me on my Tinder. Is
I thought he was serious.
No, there we go.
Not your DM about to go.
Mona, I'm here, educated and giveaway. And his parents are still together. He's a good one bringing up. I've been looking, waiting for him.
And he tall, bitch.
He tall. Nah,
lined up. And I went to college in Vegas, so you did. So,
you know,
y'all can keep in touch with me. All my social media is Tyren Brown 247, Tyren Brown 247. Hit me up, slide in the DM, I might slide back.
Ooh.
You never know. I'm a Gemini, I'm random.
Me too! That means he's nasty, guys. Hit him in the DM.
She's not lying, dude.
I cannot.
18 and up only,
18
though.
18 and over. 18. Hey, hey, hey.
Nah, Allure, we keeping you right to yourself, girl. You're going to stay focused on writing your music. All right, let's keep on going with the music videos before we get into anything else. All right, French Montana dropped this with Swali. I'm obsessed. The song is called Unforgettable, and they just dropped the video. Take a look.
Hey.
Feeling like I'm fresh out boost. If they want the drama, got the ooze. Ship the whole crew to the cruise. Doing shit you don't even see him move. Ride with me, boss. I got a hard head, but her ass off. She want the last name with the ring on it. Cause I pulled out a million cash, told her plank on it.
French Montana, Swali, Unforgettable. What y'all think about that? I love this song.
Let's really discuss it. He's not the only one who's going more in this African route. Also, what's his face just did?
Well, this is the sound that we remember we talked about this few weeks ago.
The Afro Punk is coming out.
I'm Justin Timberlake. Justin Bieber song. Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry. Got that vibe too. What's his face just did like an African vibe as well. The one who looked like Drake. The Game. Jay Ditta. That Bombi thing. But how ironic is it for French Montana to be in Africa?
Oh, after that tweet.
After that tweet, talking about nappy-headed braids. But get see, your nappy hair. But
him making that comment, did you really take
no,
it?
Like, yeah. Not at all. No. They just pulled it out. He's from Africa or some shit. He was like, my mother's a brown woman. Like,
He was just talking shit.
I don't know what he said, but...
He said, tell the girl to mind her fucking business with her nappy-ass braids.
Wait. So is he just specifically talking to one girl?
This is why
I don't like ladies. This is why I don't like.
I didn't get offended.
Address it to that camera right there.
Because my sister was just going in on Tyrese on Easter. I didn't even know what she was talking about. If a dude, now
he generalized.
Tyrese generalized.
I don't know, and I ain't about to get cussed out for Tyrese. I don't know, bro. But if a dude say that he was just attacking that female, you don't know how she provoked him or whatever. He was just coming at her. That doesn't mean he hate all black women. That don't mean he hate. Like, y'all need to relax with that for real.
Do you think we feel that way when we see y'all with white girls?
I think, because this my thing. I don't like weaves and I don't like makeup, right? So every time I had that argument, I just felt a lot.
The room
just got real cold over here. Hold on.
How you gonna get no weaves and no makeup?
Hey man, go look right outside. But anyway,
But, she gonna have to come in here when this is over, because I need to see what the fuck he talking
check
about.
Check out BHL Snapchat.
Nah, but and so when I say that, I got a sister, auntie, cousin, so they'll come at me like they be like, well, white girls wear wigs too. What you say?
I didn't say that.
I don't like black girls. Like a lot of times, y'all hear something and y'all get so defensive
Can you blame us though? Because it's what has
it's tough. Y'all got a lot of shit.
It's tough, and it's constantly being played over and over again in our head. So when you say something, it's an automatic a thing for a black woman to become defensive. Like, yo, stop treating us like this and saying these things about us when you're generalizing us, when we're nothing like what you're saying. So it's like automatic. They feel the need to be defensive. Honestly, love who you want to love, be who you want to be with. I don't give a fuck. I just love.
But see, you're open to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see dudes just be like, "Oh, you yelling?
This ain't regular.
He got a black sister in the crib. She's definitely giving him the business. Is she older or younger?
5 years older than me.
Exactly. Oh, she's.
And it's tall, but I'm still 3 feet to her, so
forever.
It don't matter.
Forever. Yeah. She give him the business. She definitely does.
But my thing is, one, I don't generalize it to no race. That's just not what I prefer, because I don't like it. It is what it is. But I'm not knocking you if you like it. I'm not saying you're a disgrace, you're insecure. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying.
Is your girlfriend black or white?
Huh? What?
Is your girlfriend black or white?
So the next video coming
up. Is your girlfriend black or white?
So, man, French Montana, man, he did his thing.
No, I will get up in the middle of filming and open the
door. She really will open the door and say, who is his girlfriend?
Is your girlfriend black or white?
Because we got to wrap the show up, so.
Okay.
We got to wrap the show up.
Okay. Is your girlfriend black or white?
Black Hollywood Live.
Open La Puerta.
Black Hollywood. Black
if you're
Hollywood
watching this outside, come here. Because I know you're watching it live. Bring your ass in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, live through door number one.
We got the beautiful Allure with
she
a new
single. She gonna cut you the fuck out unless you better claim her. Allure, is she black or white?
Allure, not thinking about y'all dudes, so y'all better get it together. Okay. The beautiful Allure, right. Straight out of Linwood.
Because you're talking about hair and makeup.
Straight out of Linwood.
Wait.
Straight out of Linwood.
Because he's busy stressing his
18 years old.
He's busy stressing his
fresh young talent.
But you know,
y'all need to get behind this fresh young talent.
Hey. He keeps stressing his no weave, no makeup
child.
Shit.
Okay, well, let's
so
look at all the weave and all the makeup in this next video. Party Next Door, Major Lazer.
Okay.
Run up.
Yo, open that door, son.
And shut these mics.
is the mic on?
Yeah, the mic is on. No, they off now. He turned it off. Is your girlfriend black or white?
I'ma run up on you. 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 I'ma run up on you.
Major keys, I'm the boss. Don't Griselda go off. Left from the loft and went to Bergdorf. Most of these dudes is really quite soft. 45 special, this is my cloth. About to drop an album, this is my fourth. I don't put sugar in my spaghetti sauce. Drop a freestyle and get these hoes perched.
Fire burn, it will be a mantra.
Party Next Door featuring Nicki Minaj. Run up.
Hey, Major Lazer. Excuse me, I keep burping.
Honey,
he hates it because it smells like garlic.
That garlic chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl, who wants to burn my face? Like, I never seen that on Pornhub.
Yo, Nicki, ever since she broke up with Meek Mill, she has been throwing shade. Yo, her long braids, her long weaves, like she's been looking real fucking good though.
What's up, the glow up, right?
She definitely got the glow up. That video that you showed, even though the switch side was in it, that video looked dope. Like she looked good. Go ahead, Nicki.
Mm-hmm. And she been staying with the power hitters as far as teaming up with people.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what she's gonna come up with this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, we're always waiting for the next one. who gonna come up next? Because we just be playing all these female. Allure. You know what I'm saying?
Allure gonna come up.
You next. Gonna spit some bars?
She's maybe like, I'll I can split see. Some bars at the gym.
Your song was kind of lyrical though. It was some little bars. It was kind of.
You
18?
You young? You know what I mean? You can watch.
She's like, I got time. You know she got time. She 18. She got time. She needs some life.
Life. Get it out. Get it out.
Life lessons. You bet. Don't fuck with me, boy.
I got you. First of all, you from New York, so I gotta fuck with you.
Nah, but like as she go through her life and her journey, she'll have a lot more to write about. Boom. Right now, she's 18 fucking years old, man. Like. Let her save your youth as much as
she in her head like y'all are crazy.
I know. Right, she good. We going fast out here.
Yeah, they go real fast out here.
From the east side.
Now,
so.
You know her PR train her real well. Just know they gonna say a lot of stuff. Just mm-hmm.
Now, buy my no single. Rush. Purchase there my is single. No rush. Trust me.
Real shit though.
Right.
As an artist, like don't. I would tell you the same thing off camera. Don't rush it if it's what you love. Put your all into it. Live life. Let the situations happen so you can really internalize them, so you can really spit it out and reflect on them. Because it's gonna make the songs better and better. The more you go through, the better your songs will be if you really let the process, if you really digest the whole process.
And the more genuine it'll be.
We're
going to
have a segment called Tyron's Corner.
You know, like Tyron's Corner. Right, Tyron rocks.
I'm serious. Like, give you a little, you know what I mean? A little know-it-all right there. A little knowledge for you, the more you know. All right, Allure. So thinking about you, where can we catch you? On SoundCloud?
On SoundCloud.
/Allure.
Yeah.
A-A-L-U-R-E.
L-U-R-E.
A. And then where can everyone keep in contact with you and follow you for your
Instagram and Twitter.
And where can Queen watch you going through all these lessons, life lessons?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram and Twitter are @_Allure.
All right. And then, Tyron, for you, where can Queen catch up to make sure to see what your girlfriend look like?
Well, I'm about bitch. Man, so Allure, right now.
Follow Allure. You know, follow this fresh young talent, man. Y'all got to get behind y'all young talent, man. This is a young girl that's putting herself on the line out there. Y'all really got to get behind her. Linwood, stand up.
Allure Tyron remix coming to
stand up.
The Getting Money remix featuring Allure.
Boom, yeah, there we go.
Thinking about you, remix.
Tyron Brown, aka the Curve Master.
Hey, all right. So Tyron, where can everyone follow you, and where can everyone check out Getting Money?
Man, y'all can find me in the Queen kitchen when she doing somebody here.
Ooh, I don't do here in the kitchen, motherfucker. I drive a motherfucking Benz. I ain't no kitchen style, motherfucker. You see this shit right here, nigga? I get paper. Look at that shit poised for you. I know.
That's the homegirl. I know her.
That.
I'm gonna ask you something off camera. Off the mic.
Queen gum tip back in the Kool-Aid.
Shit, talk about in-house fucking stuff. Look at that shit. Is that like an in-house tattoo? That bitch popping right there. I just did that before I walked in here.
I see
that's
the tracks.
Why I look like that.
I see the track.
I'll never see the track.
Wait, where can we hear your tracks?
Tracks.
Hey, he got the segues on
lot. He's so good with the segues, right? He got the segues on lot.
Man, hopefully I'll be hearing y'all favorite artists sing my newest tracks, you know. Hey. My single is out right now, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you know, all of that good stuff.
When are we getting visuals?
Yes.
I don't know, because I'm really just testing it. So it's getting played in the clubs right now. I'm going to see how much more Power 106 will pick it up right now. And if it gets momentum behind then I really put energy behind it. But like I said, and don't get me wrong, I love the song, but I could do way more with the pen than that.
Okay, so we'll be interested to see what you do throughout the year.
Yeah, all right, so your Instagram's what?
My Instagram is @Queen.
Wink.
Once again, Instagram, Tyron Brown 247, man. Catch me being, you know, I'm a Gemini, so I'm up there, I'm ratchet as hell.
Then
I'm uplifting.
Yeah,
and I'm positive.
You like my brother.
You know.
EngageTheVision.org.
EngageTheVision.org. Also, if anybody wants to donate to the event, they could go to GoFundMe.com/EngageTheVisionLosAngelesYouth. We've already raised over $3,000 on there. I appreciate everybody who's donated and supported. Like I said, these kids need us, man. Like, I'm not to be corny with the children or the future, but if you kill a kid's dream now, they're going to rob you in 10 years.
Ooh.
You did.
it's the truth.
For real, man.
So make sure you guys check it out May 13th at Cleveland High.
Cleveland High School.
Boom. Yeah. Mr. Carter, where can everyone follow you?
Y'all already know that y'all can follow me at Mr. Carter, though.
Coin. Not though.
I'm not Mr. Carter, though. Like I did last week because I made a big deal.
So we going to get him a beat hoodie or something.
Right. I need
every, why, he cold? You
know. Every week he like coming in
and
here
then
like,
Jesse tried to talk about me last week.
Are you eating iron?
You
wasn't
and was
here.
Like, you wasn't here to talk shit either.
Nigga, he's sitting over here like, iron pills.
Hey.
Iron, that's what I was trying to get you to say. I'm going to take it out back after, okay?
Shit.
Where can one follow you?
Everybody already know, first of all, I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching our show.
What, the last 3 minutes, she's going to be nice?
And you can find me at Queen Wink on Insta, Snap, and Queen Live on Twitter, and winklux.com for some motherfucking hair.
And well, you can catch her on Rod's ass, because Rod, you ain't shit for turning your back on Remy Ma.
I can't believe this that. Loyal. That's going to bother me all day. I hate honey. Disloyal motherfuckers. I'm loyal, though, right, bitch? I met you.
Honestly, Queen's one of the first people as soon as I met her, we was like,
we've been attached at the hip ever since. And this was like probably 2000.
And we was from a big circle, and that circle went,
wow.
Hey, Queen, you already my cousin.
Oh, what up?
I hate East Coast people, but I love y'all at the same time because y'all keep it.
We keep it 2,000.
Boom. All right, y'all. Make sure you guys hit me up, DJ Jesse J. If you guys have a video or a friend or someone you want to help put on, hit them us up at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Send us your visuals. Send us your music. Send us your artist. And just remember, just because you can spit a hot fire 16 don't mean you can write a billboard hit. Boop!
Uh-oh.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming. At King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.